šel zahradník do zahrady s motykou, vykopal tam rozmarínu velikou, velikou. Nebyla to rozmarína, byl to křen, vyhoďte ho zahradníčku oknem ven, oknem ven.
Welcome to Radio Prague's Czech teaching program, exploring idioms about farm crops and domestic plants. Today's is the last episode, and as of next week, we'll be looking at wild flora. In today's lesson, we focus on garden flowers and pot plants. A flower in Czech is
květina.
It is related to the word
kvést,
to blossom. In metaphorical use, it also means to thrive, to prosper. If you say about someone, especially a girl, that she is
skleníková květinka,
a hothouse plant, it means that she's delicate and touchy. On the other hand,
děvče jako karafiát,
a girl like a carnation, is a healthy, rosy-cheeked young thing.
Být jako růžička,
to be like a rose, means to be pretty, healthy and flushed. If somebody blushes too much in an embarrassing situation, we can say
zrudl jako pivoňka.
He turned red like a peony. Or, to use an English idiom, he became red as a beetroot. We can also say a person's face is as red as a poppy.
Rudý jako mák.
Beautiful, long and blonde hair can be compared to flax.
Vlasy jako len.
Flaxen hair. The white lily is a symbol of innocence in many cultures around the world. The Czechs, too, say
nevinný jako lilie.
As innocent as a lily. The lily is also a delicate flower which wanes quickly.
Zvadnout jako lilie.
Is to wilt like a lily. The English language uses the expression a bed of roses, meaning a pleasant or easy situation. The idiom was coined by the 16th century poet Christopher Marlowe in his poem The Passionate Shepherd to His Love. I don't know how and when the expression got into Czech and whether it was borrowed from English at all. Anyway, the Czech idiom goes
mít na růžích ustláno,
to have a bed made of roses. Back to the generic word
květina.
There is a saying in Czech,
ženu ani květinou neuhodíš.
You must not hit a woman even with a flower. And finally, Czech has a similar idiom to the gloomy English expression to push up daisies. The Czech saying goes
čuchat kytky ze spoda,
to smell at flowers from underneath, meaning to be dead and buried. And on that murky note, we'd better end today's lesson. We'll be back next week with a brand new short series on idioms about wild plants. Until then,
naschledanou!
Pavla Horáková there, giving you her weekly Czech lesson, and she was helped out by Zuzana Durčí.